Leaders. You're listening to Leaders.com.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa. والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا أرسلناك بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا ولا تسأل عن أصحاب الجحيم صدق الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة أما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening at home, our beloved Nabi, Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa Mujtaba sallallahu alayhi wasallam, was given the knowledge of the past, was given the knowledge of the present, and was given the knowledge of the future. That is the knowledge that was given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. No one's knowledge can be compared to the knowledge and the intellect of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So much so that the speech of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam is considered to be wahi, revelation. A lot of people feel that revelation, wahi, is only the Quran. Of course, the Quran is the primary source when it comes to revelation. But the tafsir of the Quran is the speech of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And therefore the kalam and the speech of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam is also wahi. And this is mentioned in the Quran. وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيُ يُوحَىٰ. So whatever Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam will speak, that is also a form of revelation. And so when we look into the speech of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, subhanallah, in our session tonight, I want to highlight a few ahadith which I have selected, and perhaps the ahadith will tell us how accurate every prophecy of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam is, especially in this modern world. That these are the things that we are already seeing and witnessing. And this was said by someone who lived in the 7th century. And we are now in the year 2021, and what he said then is what is in front of us right now. And so, subhanallah, reading the ahadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I came across this amazing hadith. And this hadith is in the Musnad-e Ahmad, the very famous Musnad compiled by Imam Ahmad rahmatullah alayhi. Not only was he a muhaddith of his time, but also the faqih of his time. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, a lot of people follow his madhab fiqh. And the musnad that he has written has got 3 times more ahadith than even the sahih of Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayh. But of course, the level of Imam Bukhari's Al-Jami'u Sahih is very different. That is right at the top. So in Musnad Ahmad, there is this one hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which describes the mode of transportation for the people who are to come. And so Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam starts off by saying, سَيَكُونُ فِي آخِرِ أُمَّتِي رِجَالٌ. There will be towards the end of time men in my ummah. There will be towards the end of time. Fi akhiri, towards the end of time. Ummati, in my ummah, rijalun, men. And then in the hadith, Allah's Nabi is describing their transportation. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, يَرْكَبُونَ عَلَى السُّرُوجٍ كَأَشْبَاهِ الرِّحَالِ. That they will travel on suruj. Suruj means very, very comfortable seats. So they will travel on seats that are very, very comfortable. And so not only comfortable seats, but Allah's Nabi is then saying, كَأَشْبَاهِ الرِّحَالِ. Like as if you are sitting in a canopy. Like as if you are sitting in a carriage. Like you are sitting in a carriage. أَشْبَاهِ الرِّحَالِ means like a canopy that is completely covered. Now imagine, before the invention of the car, the muhaddithin that were looking into this hadith, there must be a question mark as to how can we explain this hadith and what is the meaning of this hadith. But all of the contemporary muhaddithin have mentioned this, that this is min mu'ajizati Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that this is from amongst the miracles of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he is describing the modern mode of transportation for the modern people. And this is referring to our cars. That today we are traveling in our cars, the seats are very, very comfortable. For a high spec, you pay a lot in a car also. Leather seats and this seat and pilot seats and subhanAllah, all sorts of seats that you want. And the interior of the car, you can design it. This is how we want it. And Allah's Nabi is saying, suruj, you know, they will be very, very comfortable. And it will be covered. It will be covered. كَأَشْبَاهِ الرِّحَالِ. And this covering, of course, Allah's Nabi could not mention this clearly, like cars that we have in the modern world. But Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes on to describe this. And not only does he stop there, what is really amazing are the words after that. That they will sit in these vehicles, يَنْزِلُونَ عَلَىٰ أَبْوَابِ الْمَسْجِدِ. And they will travel in this vehicle to the door of the masjid. What did he say? Arabic words I'm reading in front of you. يَنْزِلُونَ عَلَىٰ أَبْوَابِ الْمَسْجِدِ. We have a car park. How close is the masjid car park to the doors of the masajid? Everybody wants to park the car very close to the masjid doors. Allah's Nabi did not talk about a camel, that they will sit on camel backs. Allah's Nabi did not say that they will sit on a horse. You know, there's nothing great about sitting on a camel or a horse. This was something that everyone did. But Allah's Nabi is saying no, towards the end of time, towards near the day of Qiyamah, towards the last days. سَيَكُونُ فِي آخِرِ أُمَّتِي سَيَكُونُ فِي آخِرِ أُمَّتِي رِجَالٌ. That they will be men in such a way. And in fact, if I am to complete this hadith, I haven't completed the hadith, In the hadith it is mentioned that women will also come to drop them off at the masjid. What is in the hadith? Women will also come to drop them off at the masjid. This is what Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. Now imagine, my respected brothers and elders, look at the knowledge that was given to our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How foolish we are that we get excited by bloggers, by kuffar that are chatting with us, by the non-Muslims that are brainwashing us, by the wrong people telling us the wrong things, and we want to believe them. Whilst the greatest knowledge, revelation was given to our Nabi, Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa, Mujtaba, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is why, my respected brothers and elders, we have to be very, very careful today. Subhanallah. Because everyone has taken on a mission, shaitan especially, in the form of human beings, to brainwash you. To brainwash us. So that we turn away from the teachings of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so these are amazing prophecies of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The invention of cars and transportation like cars, this tells you that we are now very, very close towards the end of time. We are close towards the end of time. This is what Allah's Nabi is saying, that this is akhir, towards the end. So subhanallah, this hadith is in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad rahmatullah alayh. And then he gives us information. Remember, he was speaking to the people in the 7th century in Arabia. He was speaking to the companions. He was speaking to the people. At that time, there was no technology whatsoever. And so they were asking him. And this hadith is in the Sunan of Imam Tirmizi, rahmatullah alayh. Ya Rasulullah, wa mata dhaka? And when will the hour come? And when will the hour come? Qiyamat ka din kab aayega? When will the hour come? When will it be the day of Qiyamah? Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is explaining that how the world will change very, very dramatically and very, very quickly. And so then he says, إِذَا ظَهَرَتِ الْقَيْنَاتِ وَالْمَعَازِفِ إِذَا ظَهَرَتِ الْقَيْنَاتِ وَالْمَعَازِفِ وَالشُّرِبَتِ الْخُمُورِ. Three things he mentioned. He said, when you see musical instruments, even in your houses, and when you see dancing girls everywhere, and when you see people drinking alcohol in an unprecedented manner, then that is the time for the hour to come. That is the time for the hour to come. Today, music has entered our homes. You switch on your TV, before anything that is shown, there is always what? Music. We forget to even switch off our mobile phones. Sometimes the ringtone is of music in the masjid. Your mobile phone, whatever you watch, adverts, videos, games, everything is about music, music, music. Allah's Nabi is saying, you go for shopping, and also there, music. They put you on hold on the phone, and music. And you have to wait 15, 20 minutes, music, listen to music. Allah's Nabi is saying music will be everywhere. And music is the tool of shaitan. I say to my young friends that are here, may Allah give you jazai khair for coming and listening. This is a sign that Allah loves you. Allah does not allow everyone to come to His house. Only VIP people, special people are allowed to come to His house. And for you to come and to listen, this is a sign that Allah loves you. If we are listening to music, Stop it immediately and listen to the Quran. Wallahi, such beautiful Quran, such beautiful Qurras that we have, that if you listen to the Quran, it will give you sukoon. Allah's Nabi said, music is a sign of the day of Qiyamah. Music makes a person a hypocrite, a munafiq. A munafiq. That is why in Adhan there is no music. In the way we perform our worship, there is no music. Every act of worship in other religions, they can't but to insert music in their act of worship. Everything else. Look at Christianity, look at Hinduism, look at Sikhism. Everything is about music. But in Islam, no music. Everything is done without music. With khulus, with sincerity, that you turn to Allah in that manner. So alhamdulillah, we have the ability and we should do tawbah if we are listening to music. Dancing girls. Even in sports, you want to watch cricket, you've got cheer ladies. That's what you call them, isn't it? Cheer girls everywhere. Dancing ladies. Dancing girls everywhere you go. Movies, you've got women that are dancing. YouTube, a music channel. Aap dekhe wahan bhi thori der mein music aa jayega. You've got apps and certain platforms in which privately people can show themselves to the public worldwide that who they are and show their beauty and display their beauty. And these are all the signs of the day of Qiyamah, something that was unimaginable in the 7th century. In the time when Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was living, it was not like this at all. The world was not like that. But Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has explained that these are the signs of Qiyamah. And just in the year 2020, 2019, just to tell you, the musical industry is worth $20.2 billion. $20.2 billion. Bahut bari baat hai. And so, as believers, alhamdulillah, we should do tawbah and we should stop listening to music. We don't need to listen to music. Whatever Allah's Nabi has said, we have to believe in his kalam. And the third hadith is even more amazing. Really amazing. And this hadith is in Tabarani, a very famous book of hadith. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was questioned that describe to us the hour, the last hour, the day of Qiyamah. What are the signs? Amazing what Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. Zara Allah ke Rasul ki baat sune. He said, one of the signs of the day of Qiyamah will be, وَيُرَبِّ الرَّجُلُ جِرْوَ كَلْبٍ وَيُرَبِّ الرَّجُلُ جِرْوَ كَلْبٍ خَيْرٌ لَهُ مِنْ أَن يُرَبِّي وَلَدًا. That the sign of the day of Qiyamah will be, looking after a dog will be more beloved to them than looking after their own children. In the 7th century, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is predicting and prophesizing the condition of the modern man today. That a time will come, one of the signs of the day of Qiyamah, that it will be more beloved to him to pay attention to his dog than to look after his own children. خَيْرٌ لَهُ مِنْ أَن يُرَبِّي وَلَدًا. Then to do tarbiyat and to look after his own children. He will pay more concentration on the pets that are there. The dogs that he has. And just for your information, UK is a country of dog lovers. More than a quarter of the household in the UK have dogs. That's a lot, more than a quarter. And in the States, more than 85 million houses have dogs. Pets, most of them dogs. And the words of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam today. And people take great pride. In fact, I remember a newspaper article many, many years ago. Who was the Prime Minister of Pakistan at that time? Yeah, before Imran Khan, kaun tha? Nawaz Sharif, before him? The military man? Musharraf. Musharraf. A picture of Musharraf with two puppies. With two puppies. Kutte. Pillu. Dono. Puppies. Musharraf. And now we want to even be like others. So it's quite fashionable now to have a dog and even, you know, for a genuine reason in which Sharia allows you to keep, that is different. But without a valid reason. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that these are the signs of the day of Qiyamah. You go shopping today. One side you have food for all insan, human beings, and then you have also one aisle that is dedicated to dogs. Kutte ka khana. All the food there is for the animals. Now can you imagine, my respected brothers, look at the knowledge of Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam. Isn't it amazing for us to think, for us to ponder, in the 7th century, where are we? Why is it that we are far away from our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Why is it that we get excited with the people who don't have iman? And yet so much knowledge is given to us by our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He has told us everything. Every time you see someone walking with a dog, remember the hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam that I am now very, very close to the day of Qiyamah. Very close to the day of Qiyamah. The prophecy of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then again he went on to explain part of a long hadith. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, one of the signs of the day of Qiyamah will be وَيَكْثُرُ أَوْلَادَ الزِّنَا وَيَكْثُرُ أَوْلَادَ illegitimate children, a high percentage of children that will be born will be illegitimate. Hum jab kisi ko gali dete hai na, the B word. So you want to sway with him with the B word. Illegitimate. And this is a sway word. That you know what, you don't even know who your father is. And this is a sway when you say to someone like that, illegitimate. You don't even know who your father is. Tumhari ma itni kharab thi, she does not even know who the husband was or who your father was. And in the modern world today, especially in Europe, and especially in the Western world today, it is a norm, very, very common, for people to have children, and they are not even married. And so this hadith talks about the fact that people will not even marry. So this marriage concept will only remain with the Muslims. This marriage concept will only remain with the Muslims. That is why Shaitan likes to delay people getting married, so that if you delay, a person will fall into guna. And so the only community that now takes marriage seriously is the Muslim community. But for the others, you know, it's just something fashionable for them to do, for a get together, just a party time. Otherwise, you know, it's not considered to be an act of deed. So in Islam, Allah's Nabi said, An-nikahu min sunnati. Nikah is my sunnah. So that when children are born, they know who the father is, they know who the mother is. So the right tarbiyah is given to them. And the children that grow up have the benefit of both parents around them. And so Allah's Nabi is saying, Auladu zina will be everywhere. Auladu zina will be everywhere. And this was such an issue, especially in the UK, that in the year 2006, they had to repeal and change the law that even if you were illegitimate, you were entitled to a British passport and a British citizenship. In 2006. That even if you are illegitimate, so now you don't need to disclose and you don't need to ask that are you married to so and so person, who is the father? So the father can be anyone, and that person is, can have the British passport. And this was such an issue. And alhamdulillah, in the Muslim countries you will see that this is not the issue. There will be, of course, everybody does guna and sins, but not at that level. And then Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that one of the signs of the day of Qiyamah will be wasu'il jivar. People will have evil neighbors. Your neighbors will be evil. Allahu Akbar. There was a Jewish man who wanted to sell his property. And the house was for sale, double the price of what generally the houses were sold in that locality. The Jewish man was selling the property at double the price. So people said to him that, you know, the asking rate in the locality is this, but you are inflating the price. He says, I'm inflating the price. One is my property and one is the neighbor I give you. The neighbor I give you is Abdullah ibn Mubarak. Abdullah ibn Mubarak, subhanallah, is priceless. Is priceless. So you will have neighbors that will give you grief and problems. That is why in Shariat, we are taught that before you buy a property, look at the locality. Before you buy a property, look at the locality. If I buy a house here, how far is it to the masjid? How far is it to the madrasa? How far am I from my community? All of these things are very, very important. Very important. And if I buy this property, who is my neighbor? Have a look on both sides. These are the teachings of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That is why as Muslims we are taught that your iman is not complete until you also show respect to your neighbors. These are the beautiful teachings of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then, one of the signs of the day of Qiyamah, a prophecy. And listen to this, my respected brothers. How pertinent is this today in the world that we live in? Allah's Nabi said, Hatta yusallimu rajul ala rajul bil ma'rifati. My ummah will stop making salam. One of the signs of the day of Qiyamah. My ummah will stop making salam. And we see this in our masjid today. We don't make salam to anybody. Allah's Nabi is saying, they will stop making salam and they will only make salam to that person bil ma'rifati, the one who he knows. So if he is your friend, salam alaikum, bhai, how are you? Alaikum salam. But the people around you, your Muslim brothers that are around you, they will simply just walk and look down and ignore and they will not make salam. It's like as if doing salam is a bore, a burden. You know, imagine, it's such a burden. Why should I make salam to my Muslim brother? And this is one of the signs of the day of Qiyamah. Allah's Nabi has explained this. That people will stop making salam. And they will only make salam if you know a person. That is why, my respected brothers and elders, make salam to your brothers. You know he is your Muslim brother, make salam to them. Salam is a great ni'mah, it is a dua. And who knows if somebody responds to your salam and he is the beloved to Allah, then the doors of mercy will open up for you. And then Allah's Nabi is explaining, look at the prophecies that he gave, which we are seeing today in the modern world. Allah's Nabi explained, towards the day of Qiyamah, the prophecy. He said, وَأَطَاعَ الرَّجُلُ زَوْجَتَهُ وَأَطَاعَ الرَّجُلُ زَوْجَتَهُ A man will get married. He'll get married. And the wife will influence the man so much that the husband will only listen to his wife. The husband will only listen to his wife. Who said that? Who is saying that, bhai? That he will be influenced so much that he will only listen to his wife. So many times we find the youth want to marry someone who's not a Muslim. Okay, they are not a Muslim, how can you marry? Oh no, Mauli Sahib, you know what? I'll make sure she becomes Muslim. MashaAllah. It's like as if you've got the hidayat in your hands. And shaitan makes them blind in such a way that I really love this girl, for this girl or for this boy, I am prepared to break all the relationships of my family, be it my brother, be it my sister, be it my cousins, in fact, be it my mother and father, I will break my relationship. So Allah's Nabi is saying that وَأَطَاعَ الرَّجُلُ A man will obey his wife, وَعَقَّ أُمَّهُ وَعَقَّ أُمَّهُ And he will disobey the mother. And he will disobey the mother. Things change when you get married immediately. Very few, alhamdulillah, are those who also show respect to the mother. That even getting married, they understand, my wife has got rights, but my mother also has got rights. And then, Allah's Nabi is saying, وَبَرَّ صَدِيقَهُ He will show kindness to his friends, وَجَفَى أَبَاهُ And he will oppress the father. He will disrespect the father. He will show kindness to his friends and he will disrespect the father. The father is considered to be a man who's got no brains, you know, he doesn't know what he's talking about, aliyadhu billah, mistreated. They won't respect the father, but they will respect others. We see this today happening. Those who are the most closest to us, we take them for granted. Those who are the most closest to us, mother and father, we take them for granted. Allah's Nabi is saying that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Now I'm not saying that we don't listen to the woman that we are married to or disrespect her, not at all. Because in another hadith, Allah's Nabi has said, the best person in my ummah is that person who is the best with his wife. But what I am saying is that there is a balance. But Allah's Nabi is saying that a lot of the times as we get closer to the day of Qiyamah, people will not look at this balance. And when they see this woman, they will only want to listen to this woman. And however she speaks to you and she winds you up, you will listen to her. And in that way, even if it means to disobey your mother and father, a person might do that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, save us. Very quickly. Subhanallah, all of these ahadith are so important. The prophecies, the glad tidings for us to understand. Allah's Nabi is saying, يَأْتِي عَلَى النَّاسِ زَمَانٌ A time will come upon my ummah. يُطَلِّقُ الرَّجُلُ الْمَرْأَةَ A man will give talaq to his wife. A man will give talaq to his wife. ثُمَّ يَجْحَدَهَا طَلَاقَهَا Then all of a sudden, he has given talaq, but he will refuse. He says, no. I didn't give talaq to her. The wife is saying, you did. He says, no, you don't understand. You misheard me. You know, this is not what I meant. No, there's no talaq. فَيُقِيمُ عَلَى فَرْجِهَا فَهُمَا زَانِيَانِ مَا أَقَامَا And they will decide to live like that when in reality there is talaq between them. But how will they live? They will live in the condition of zina. Allah save us. One of the signs of the day of Qiyamah. That in anger he will say talaq to the wife, but then he'll say, you know what, I didn't say no talaq to you. Our relationship is absolutely fine. That is why, my respected brothers and elders, for the benefit of the people that are here, never ever when you get married, play with the words talaq or divorce. Never. Never. Shaitan in anger will put the words talaq in you, on your mouth, the tip of the tongue. But be very careful. Never ever use the word talaq, divorce, when you are married. If there are issues, talk with the senior members of the family, sort it out. But never ever talk about talaq, not even in a way that you are joking. Not even in a way that you are joking. Today you are joking, tomorrow shaitan will make it a reality. And just to conclude, as the last hadith, that these are the things that we have seen. A lot of people, you see, the signs of the day of Qiyamah are divided into two parts. Alamatul Sugra wa Alamatul Kubra. That many of the signs that we have seen in the modern world today. And so that has been mentioned in the hadith. Now Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes on to describe, and he said, سَيَكُونُ فِي آخِرِ أُمَّتِي نِسَاءٌ كَاسِيَاتٌ عَارِيَاتٌ. That one of the signs of the day of Qiyamah will be, and this is talking about now, that women will be dressed but undressed. What is he saying? Women will be dressed but undressed. Now 30 years ago, for a Muslim woman to wear jeans was unimaginable. Okay? Never mind jeans, for a Muslim woman just to wear trainers was something very difficult. In fact, not just Muslim, generally women would have their own clothes. And jeans ka pehenna example, piece 30 years ago. But now for a woman to wear jeans, even under her abaya, it's quite, the husband don't mind at all. There's nothing wrong with it now. It's just, you know, very, very common. It's ajeeb. You know, men want to dress up. You know, the modern man's dressing, I don't think in human history, the concept of dressing has been so worse. The concept of dressing has been so worse as in our times today. Men want to wear material that is floral with flowers, orange and pink shirts. Have 10 dogs to bite your jeans and rip it up, and you buy that jeans for £100. Rags fashion. You, wallah, my respected brothers, you can actually cut your hair right now this way and put something on your head here and here and walk in town, and people will think, oh, new fashion. Let's follow him. This is dunya. Pathetic. Even the Romans had their togos, and the Persians had their robes, and the Arabs had their robes. Even the Bushmen in Africa, or where, you know, people that we would describe as uncivilized, you know, they had some form of covering. But today Allah's Nabi is saying that a time will come women will be dressed, but they will be undressed. Material made of spandex. Material, and you see that they wear clothes that are tights. And it is tight to your body. And what is the meaning of this hadith? Nisaun kasiyatun ariyatun. Allah's Nabi is saying that women will wear clothes that will be so tight, like you see women wearing their kya kehte hai ji, leggings, that's it, leggings, and it will expose their figure, the front, the back, and the t-shirt and everything will be exposed, and so much so, Allah's Nabi is saying, number one, it will be so tight, and number two, it will be see-through. And these are the days of Qiyamah. These are the signs of the day of Qiyamah. And if you go out right now, my respected brothers, and you go to the women's section to buy clothes, you will be surprised to see, look at every design that is designed for a woman to wear. And take this hadith with you, wallah, this hadith will hit you on the face. That sadaqa Rasulullah, sadaqa Rasulullah. It is the truth what my Nabi said. It is the truth what my Nabi said. Every modern type of clothes that you see today is designed for a woman when she's doing any kind of sports. For the men, it's loose shorts. But for a woman, it is like something that's very tight. Something that she would wear, you know, under her trousers. But that has become fashionable. If she's doing gymnastics, the women's dressing is done in such a way, as Allah's Nabi has said, kasiyat, ariyat, kasiyat, ariyat, see-through. So it's visible, everything is visible. When men go swimming, then the swimming costume for the men folks is different. But for the woman, fashionable, bikini, you know, and different types of bikini. The more you expose your body, the more shaitan tells them, you look more beautiful, you look very beautiful. Subhanallah al-Azim. And they want to flaunt and show off their bodies to people to show them that this is how I dance, this is what I do, this is how I am, this is how beautiful I look. And in another hadith, Allah's Nabi has mentioned, one of the signs of the day of Qiyamah will be, people will walk in the marketplace with their thighs bare. With the thighs bare. And he's talking about shorts. What is he talking about? That one of the signs of the day of Qiyamah will be men, women, they will be wearing shorts. And Allah's Nabi then speaks about the women who will want to dress up like that. That is why we have to respect our mothers and our sisters who wear an abaya. That is amazing, my respected brothers. It's not easy for a woman. Allah has given them beauty. And they wear a scarf, and then they wear an abaya, and then they cover the face. And how selfish are we men folks, that our women cover themselves and are park and pure, and we go outside and we look at other things. Can we compare those, what can I say, objects, sexual objects, astaghfirullah, to the wife? Or to our mothers and sisters, ye paak aurte jo Allah ne mujhe aur aapko diye. Can we even compare them to these women that are out there? We need to appreciate, my respected brothers and elders. So Allah's Nabi, and for the mothers and sisters that are listening, we have to be careful also how we dress up. We shouldn't wear tight clothes in such a way that everything is visible, but clothes that are loose. That will not show your body at all. Alhamdulillah. And that way you go out and enjoy life. Because your real beauty is haya. That is your real beauty. But Allah's Nabi said, these women will be what? Ma'ilatun mumilat. Allahu Akbar. How Allah's Nabi has explained everything. He said, these women will be flirtatious. Ma'ilat, mumilat. They will be flirtatious. They will want to wear skimpy, tight leggings, like you see in the gym. And then what will happen? Ma'ilat. They want people to see their beauty. And they will find it a sense of pride if a ghair mahram or a stranger looks at them, stops the car, waves at them, and says that you look very nice today. This will score points for them that, oh wow, you know what? So many people are following me. And they will want to display their beauty in apps and open themselves so they have more followers. And they have more followers, exactly what Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, ma'ilat, mumilat, that they will want strangers to be attracted to them. So they will say, you know what, I've got a million followers. Arey bhai, what is in you to have a million followers? What is in you? Have you got some diamond stuck to you or what? What is so good about you? No, no. Really, the only good thing about this woman, well, not a good thing at all, is that she wears skimpy clothes and she likes to reveal her beauty and her body. So more and more men folks and more people she can draw to herself, and there are people that are following her. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. My respected brothers and elders, alhamdulillah, these are the prophecies that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that will warrant the day of Qiyamah to come very, very quickly. And in this modern world, 2020, we are witnessing this and we are seeing this. There is so many other things that we can continue, but perhaps it seems now, with everything that is going on, very quickly we will be seeing things that will unfold. The coming of Imam Mahdi, the coming of Dajjal, all of these things are to transpire. And Allah's Nabi has said, وَيَظْهَرُ الْجَهْلَ جَهَالَتْ will be very high. People who will not be educated, they don't know how to talk. وَيُرْفَعُ الْعِلْمِ بِقَبْزِ الْعُلَمَا and the death of alims. In the year 2020, going to 21, the amount of scholars that have died, perhaps have not died in a decade. One by one. And not just ordinary scholars. These were giants, giants, great scholars. That today we don't even know who to turn to. That these were such great scholars. All one by one. And exactly as Nabi said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one of the signs, they will depart, ilm will not be there, jahalat, subhanallah, jahalat will be am. People will have no knowledge, they will be jahils, they won't know what to talk about, they won't know how to educate people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. My respected brothers and elders, istiqamat is very important. Regularly come and listen to the hadith and the Quran and the teachings of Allah and His Rasul, what Allah and His Rasul has explained to us, inshallah it will be of great benefit. And what you learn here, go home and explain that to the people that are out there. Do ta'leem of what you have heard. We are people who not only hear and keep it to ourselves, but we impart. So alhamdulillah, we are fortunate that the masjids are open and we can come here. Just today, you know, I get text messages, Maulana Sahab, please send us a recording of your Bayan Jumu'ah. Most of the mosques in London are closed, so at least we can listen to the Bayans. Our mosques are open. Subhanallah, please come and listen. Don't let Shaitan give you any excuse. Remember one thing, Friday after Isha is for who? Haji? Is for who? Is for Allah and His Rasul. So we want to pray our namaz and we will come and listen. And inshaAllah, these are the majalis that are accompanied by malaika. And to sit with the malaika is a ni'mah. Allah give us all the tawfiq. Allahumma taqabbal minna wa tub alayna innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim. Sami'na wa ata'na ghufranaka rabbana wa ilayka al-masir. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahim.